Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saand tussen 6 en 7.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens het begin met 'n nuwe projek om agterstallige belastinggeld in te vorder en hulle gaan taamlik aggressief wees om dit te doen. Die projek heet Project Amabillions en sy doel is om 70 miljard rand oor die volgende 3 jaar in te samel. En dit is geld wat belastingbetalers aan die Inkomstediens skuld, maar nog nie betaal het nie en dit is agterstallige belasting wat nie betwis word nie. En die Inkomstediens is skynbaar besig om omtrent 500 werknemers vir hierdie projek aan te stel en daar kan selfs later nog aanstellings kom. Jashwin Baiju is die hoof van strategiese interaksie en voldoening by Tax Consulting South Africa. Dit is een van die grootste onafhankelike belastingkonsultasiegroepe in die land. Jashwin, thank you so much for your time tonight. Amabillions, the project has not been officially announced, but you managed to find out some information about this project. What is it all about?
Evening, Rick, and thanks for having me on. So if we backpedal just to the 1st of April, right, in SARS's revenue announcement, they spoke about a 1 billion revenue recovery project that they successfully executed in the last period and finalized 1.1 million cases with a collection value of 46 billion. And they were very clear that, well, based on these results, we will launch a focused revenue recovery program. So even though at this stage, the name of the program, you know, is whispers, but for the most part, it's been alluded to, and even in line with their compliance themes for the next fiscal year, they spoke to debt cash collection and outstanding returns collection. So in short, any sort of compliance program that they are launching is geared at maximizing tax revenue collection. And it's the same for the compliance program that was underway, yielding an additional 301.5 billion to the fiscus. And that was in the last reporting period.
But my perception of SARS is that it is very aggressive. And if money is due, they will jump to get it, sometimes just take it out of bank accounts. So who are these people with these outstanding tax liabilities? And why hasn't SARS previously jumped on them?
So it's people, it's trusts, it's companies, you know, all types of taxpayer entities do have liabilities. Even if you look at the high wealth individual unit, I mean, in the last reporting period, they conducted 236 lifestyle audits and issued assessments from those 236 to the tune of 1.8 billion. So it's who has a debt is never confined. Anyone and everyone can, and that is why it is essential to be responsibly compliant. And by that, I mean filing of tax returns timeously, the payment of tax debt that is due to the revenue collector settled timeously as well. Because when you leave these items for extended periods of time, it does result in interest and penalties snowballing the amount to something completely beyond taxpayer proportions of affordability. And then on the other side, your disclosures must be first time correct, because if we look just at the last revenue program, well, they had 1,012 ring fence resources focusing on debt collection, tax verification, and audit. An audit is where a behavioral based penalty may be imposed, ranging up to 200% of the actual tax due.
How would SARS go about to collect these taxes? Would it be different to the traditional collection processes, or will there be something different under Project Amabillions?
So the first thing is SARS is on this trip of modernization and the integration of AI to work with SARS officials. And bolstering that manpower is one such way to get your automations and modernizations running and adapting almost in learning phase at a higher speed, because there is more manual intervention, manual input, which after a while, because remember, this you know, this is preliminarily tabled as just a 3-year contract for these new recruits, and that recruiting ranges from, you know, a very low level guy that's going to pick up the phone and say, "Hi, you owe SARS $5,000 to very specialized resources that will only deal with tax cases that run into the millions. Because currently, internally, there is segmentation between tax debts and disputes and appeals under $1 million and those above it.
But 300 billion rand is a lot of money. And that wasn't my perception that SARS would allow so much money to be outstanding. But, you know, if you are one of those individuals or you're in charge of a trust or a company who owes SARS money, I would imagine you need to be proactive now. Otherwise, the consequences could be more severe.
Absolutely correct. And there's numerous roads to legal recourse. One would be to dispute. The other would be, well, if you're subject to audit, get ahead of it. When you get that first notice, respond timely. A proper response, supporting documents. If, you know, you've managed to stay off SARS's radar for all these years and you have under-declared or omitted income, then you need to go the voluntary disclosure program route. And where it is simply a case that the debt has snowballed to a point where it is physically impossible and there are financial constraints, you may apply then to SARS for a payment plan, alternatively a tax debt write-off.
Jasmin, baie dankie. Dit was Jasmin Banjou. Hy is van Tax Consulting South Africa. Ja, Johan, jy kan met baie instansies en mense in Suid-Afrika skoor soek, moet dit nie met die ontvanger doen nie.
Ja, ek dink hy gaan baie onderhandelbaar wees nie, Ryk, maar dit is, ja, so ek dink eerstens net, tegnologie gaan definitief groter faktor wees en 'n meganisme wees wat gebruik gaan word om belastbare of betaalbare belasting in te win. Ons praat hierso van 70 miljard en op 'n wyeer basis 300 miljard. Ryk, daai geld moet iewers uit bankrekeninge of die verkoop van bates kom. So jou punt presies, baie belangrik. Kom eerder nou voor die kurwe hierso en sorg dat jy nie in 'n situasie kom waar jy onder druk gaan wees om sekere bates te verkoop teen pryse wat jy nie wil nie en nog verdere verliese lei as gevolg van dit. So en dan soos daar nou gesê is, daar is planne, daar is jy weet 'n afbetalingsplan of so aan. So wees net proaktief hierso, moenie wag vir daai dag wat gaan kom nie.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer MoneyWeb potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.